And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Arlene Allen.
Welcome to the Talk of the Town on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and on 95.5 FM. We are streaming worldwide on KQNA.com. And with us today, we'll have Marilyn Huffman from the Better Business Bureau, Brad Newman from YEI, and Roxanne Hall from Yavapai Regional Medical Center. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
January is Chili Month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week, as you chase away the winter cold here at BBC. The Brewery Elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties. Enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Prescott Valley, you spoke and Foothills Bank listened. Foothills Bank is now open on Glassford Hill Road next to Starbucks. This isn't just an ordinary branch. You'll experience a new level of service where you can just sit and relax while banking with a real person. Yes, Foothills Bank uses computers, just not to greet customers. Be sure and stop by. Take advantage of totally free personal and business checking at the new Foothills Bank on Glassford Hill Road. Foothills Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Arlene Allen.
Welcome back to the Talk of the Town, and in studio with me to kick off 2018, Brad Newman from YEI. Welcome.
Are we going to kick down the road 2018? We just started.
I know we did, and you are the first guest on our show this year.
I know a lot of your listeners who are reaching for their dial probably remember this morning I was the guest on the other channel,
There are no other channels.
And then here I am this afternoon with you. So this is what we call a red letter day. This is all Brad all day.
And so hopefully you found a place to play tonight. And so
that we're going to be watching the game. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Although I'll be at the Palace on Monday, February 5th. Yeah, in a concert situation, a dinner concert at the Palace. And a big salute to Dave Mickelson, who brought the Palace back to life for all of us in the Prescott area. And my contribution, it's going to be a concert with some of my favorite musician friends. And we are celebrating the singer-songwriters of the 70s. I'm sure you remember a few of them.
Oh, how great.
And, Jackson Browne, James Taylor, Neil Young, Bob Dylan, and Gordon Lightfoot. And
I bet that's going to be standing room only.
I should hope so. The Monday after the Super Bowl, I don't know how many people are standing, but I'll be at the and a couple of gigs at Far From Folsom between now and then. But that's not why you asked me here.
But it's always interesting because you are our Renaissance man.
Well, the Renaissance didn't last that long. I had a great English professor in high school, Father Rena, and he told us that, in fact, the Renaissance was named for him, Father Rena.
Oh, who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew?
And who knew? Well, Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too. And I know that there's never anything going on at YEI.
No, just the opposite. As Mr. Monroe knows, there's never a slow news day at YEI.
Yeah, there's so much going on, and you cover such tremendous territory.
We do.
So why don't you just...
Tremendous territory. You know,
fill
it's one big, happy, dysfunctional family with a 28-mile-long hallway between our Washington Avenue Industries, we call the General Headquarters, and what we say, downtown Prescott on Washington Avenue, Yavapai College's best next-door neighbor. Then out to Prescott Valley at our beautiful new shop next Monday, fourth anniversary of the opening of Antelope Point at Eastridge. And then where we support our families from Chino Valley and Paulden and even Coyote Springs, Ruger Air Park Industries and the Prescott Industrial Air Park. And so we got your place surrounded. We got the place surrounded.
You take care of everyone.
Well, we take care of adults with disabilities who care to and who wish to and aspire to contribute to their community and the economy. That's our crowd. And are they a bunch of laughs? Today was payday. Today was payday, and we have payday every 2 weeks, just like most companies. And, you know, it's such a hassle. This is how I had to spend my weekend, was prepare the payroll with Michelle and, of course, Pat's help, and Pam pitches in, and a lot of hands go into a big organization like this, and it just started to get me down. And I thought for the new year, maybe a new program. M&M's. You know, I mean, the country is going to go to barter eventually. Why don't we all just... handfuls of M&Ms. And I thought, I brought out a new placard. It was going to go in all the production areas and all three buildings. And from 2018 on, justice for all and the money for me. And that went over like a lead balloon.
Yeah, well, that's never going to happen.
Didn't go anywhere. Ain't going to happen. Yeah. 178 men and women got their paychecks today. And participated in our program of developmental employment. And we also have independent living skill training. Our computer skills lab is about to open. The computers are in and installed.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I did read an article over the Christmas break that the internet is now on computer. And so you think Amazon makes money now? You think Bezos is rich now? Wait till the YEI guys get online.
Watch out.
It's going to be all. So a lot going on, and no slowdown in our production schedule. Great new partnership with Enlighten Candles. And, of course, over the holidays, everybody likes to light up their life with candles. And we were shipping candles.
That's nice.
And in our partnership with the Sturm Ruger Company, MI Doors and Windows, every window, every door that goes out the shop, there's a small part in there. That's why they open and close so nicely. The brass rollers that we assemble, and also some packaging and installation kits and some shipping material that they use. And picnic tables, the Kitty Duet was a big seller at Christmas time. A lot of grandmas and grandpas grab the Kitty Duets for the kiddos. And you go on yeiworks.com/products.
to see it all. And you can even order online. And that whole internet thing, it's online now.
Works for you.
Works for the people that work for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I still have yellow legal pads and notes and stuff like that. And what is Bill writing here? Is he jotting everything I say down? He says it. So, he does it so fast. I didn't know it was news.
Yeah, it's breaking news.
It's breaking news. Bill Monroe with the news. Sun came up. Sun's going down. KQ&A. Breaking news. Anyway, so it's all good. Wonderful. The men and women of the staff, you know, they make the thing happen. And they really do. They're so devoted to their people and so devoted to the organizational mission. And I work for and am guided by a very committed and terrific board of directors. This is a voluntary organization, a nonprofit charity. It's Prescott. There's no national affiliation or anything. All Prescott folk, very, very Prescott. And it's founding, matter of fact, this week, let's do some math. Bill, 1974, so this is 44 years. 44 years
that
in operation,
so
continuous
amazing.
Operation. I came to work there. There were 14 people participating in the program.
Really?
In a little warehouse on Willis Street. And now it's a fancy, that building is a headquarters for my friend Tom Haley's construction company. They got lawyers in there and accountants in there. It's kind of an office building.
I know that building
well. I know it a lot better than you.
My accountant is in that building.
Well, sure, sure. spent the first about 7 years of my storied career there.
Interesting.
And we worked our way up. And now on Washington Avenue, at the Prescott Air Park on Corsair Drive in Prescott Valley on Eastridge, just off of the main drag, the highway, and Navajo Drive on Eastridge Drive. So we cleverly named it Antelope Point at Eastridge. And our trucks and vans are crisscrossing the area all day long, burning a lot of fossil fuel, but not as much as they used to because we keep them really tuned up with good tires and all that stuff. And we've had a lot of fun thanks to so many of your listeners who remember us, not just during this time of year when they're making plans for taxes and they're making gifts to be part of their holiday is gifting and supporting the men and women of YEI. Well, they've sure done a great job by us and with our partners and a great Chino Valley family, the Bombarderis and Bees Contracting, a great participant in Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. They basically strong arm all the other suppliers. Actually, Chino Heating and Cooling have been so generous
They're terrific people.
And they take very good care of us. And the upgrades to the building on Washington Avenue this year. We built it 35 years ago. A lot of kind of, you might say, hippie cowboys. And as we've said...
And perfectly to code.
It was code of the West.
Yeah.
It was code of the West. As we said, the original building was made of mud, baling wire, chewing tobacco, and duct tape. And I have been so pleased to find there are quite improved building materials since 1983. Like water fixtures in the washrooms and the lighting fixtures all have been changed out. And our friend Tom Corkery at Ingrained Cabinets, one of our neighbors at the airpark, we've repurposed a lot of cabinet work that might have came out of somebody's home because the color just wasn't quite right. Well, it's quite right for us. And so we have new kitchen cabinets and a couple of new appliances. Nothing fancy. It's a production facility, but it's so much more efficient. And our deal is somebody makes a donation to YEI. There's no bank loan. There's no mortgage. There's no credit card payment. It supports our men and women. And now the electric bill just went down 25%. The heating and cooling bill just went down 30%.
Wow.
So the efficiency of that gift even goes further.
So I know that you've only touched just a little bit of the surface about why
just a little bit is all you get.
What? I know, but they maybe want more. So why don't you give them the website and let them know what they can find there?
The website is so great. We just posted a brand new movie produced by Arizona Event Video, and Bill knows those guys, yeiworks.com. Okay, great little 3-minute video, and we have a section on your family, how we support your family, how we support your business, how we support your legacy. And great pictures. You get to meet the gang and see the whole story and kind of virtual tours of each of the facilities. And it's just terrific. Brianna Hinkle does all that. And it's really professional. If you didn't know otherwise, you'd think these people know what they're doing.
They do know what they're doing.
445-0991. You give us a call. You come make a tour. But you know what? No appointment necessary. You make a call. If I'm awake, great. If not, you just drop in. Get a cup of coffee right in the front office. And then walk around and you meet everybody. And you know, Arlene, you know, everybody loves to have guests. And they want to show you their workstation and their locker. And they want to tell you how they did in the bowling tournament last weekend. And who they danced with at the Armory on Saturday. And yada, yada, yada. It's the most joyful workplace in Yavapai County.
You know what? That is really true.
If it wasn't.
You have spent a great deal of your life making Yavapai County a much better place.
I don't know. I'm just a hired gun. And if I knew what the heck I was doing, these people would be. Today being January 7th, I've only been there 42 years and 4 days.
Well, the good news is they're not going to let you retire. And even better is I'm going to have you back.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but for right now, I want to thank you so much for joining us today and for starting the year off with Brad Newman from YM.
What a fun way to crack open a bottle of champagne.
You betcha. Thank you for joining us, Brad, and you are listening to us on the Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and now on 95.5 FM. We are streaming worldwide on KQNA.com, and we'll be right back.
Join the Great Cliff Castle Casino Jeep Adventure beginning January 2nd and win a share of over $50,000 cash and prizes. Hourly grand prize qualifier drawings on Tuesdays and Sundays starting at 6 p.m. Win a share of $2,400 cash and prizes with $1,000 cash at 10 p.m. Miss the qualifiers? On January 27th, 5 lucky winners will also qualify to win a new Jeep Compass and cash prizes. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for more information. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And of course, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
You said that already.
Okay, well, how about warm wishes for a wonderful winter?
What?
Don't make me say it again. I think I hurt my tongue.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and start the new year with a new furnace. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Augie's Restaurant is starting the new year the same way they finished the old year. A bonus $20 gift card. For every $100 gift card you buy, now through January 31st, stock up for birthdays, anniversaries, and plain old gift giving. With every $100 gift card you buy, you get a bonus gift card of $20. What a delicious way to ring in the new year. Augie's bonus gift card ends January 31st. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Arlene Allen.
Welcome back to the Talk of the Town. And with me now, we have Marilyn Huffman from the Better Business Bureau.
Hi, Arlene. How are you?
I'm here. I'm doing well. And so happy 2018. I haven't seen you in the new year yet.
Thank you. And the same to you. I'm looking forward to this year. It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. And we're going to do a lot of fun things. And interestingly enough, you sent me, you know, an email today about something I'd forgotten about. Because as a former gym rat in another state, here you get so much exercise, taking care of animals and running around, you don't need to go to the gym as much. But every once in a while I think, oh, I should join a gym again. That would be fun. Mm-hmm. And then I read the article you sent. I'd forgotten all that stuff, and it's that time of year.
It is. It is the time for resolution, and, you know, we all want to make...
five Christmas pounds.
That's right. We all want to make changes, 10 pounds for some of us, maybe, depending on how fun the season was.
How many cookies there
That's
were
right.
on the table.
How much fudge and all of that. But yes, it's definitely that time of year where you just... We were just talking about it, decluttering and cleaning house. And it's true, we are very blessed in this area with gorgeous weather and lots of incredibly well-maintained trails, and just, you know, that outdoor environment that people seek and don't always get to take advantage of. Look at the poor people on the East Coast right now just getting pounded with snow.
We are so blessed.
We really, truly are. And we definitely need rain. We definitely could use some snow.
It's threatening.
Mm-hmm. But it's true. I myself just went recently and signed up here with the local Y. And, you know, there are tons of different gyms out there and tons of different options because we all work out just like we do everything in different ways.
Yeah.
And we have different tastes for
and
food
different
and clothes.
Time availabilities.
That's right.
And, you know, and different focuses and mm-hmm. we all have different outcomes that we want to achieve.
That's right. Some people are looking for a way to de-stress. Some people might be looking for, you know, they're more into maybe like the Captain CrossFit or those types of intense, more intense or high intensity workouts.
Hot yoga.
Yes, hot yoga. Exactly. I've done that before. Yeah. Although anything in Arizona, if you do it outside,
is hot.
However, that adds even more to that. But it's true. We see a lot of, and of course, a huge surge every January for any environment that offers this type of well-being. And so we definitely, that's why we put this information out to help people understand there's a lot of different things that you can do going in to research a business to find out if it is the right fit for you. And if it does offer the right kind of program, what is it that you are trying to get out of it? Are you just looking for some place to go after work to de-stress? Do you have a weight goal? Do you have a fitness goal? As you know, like at the end of 2018, I want to be able to bench press 130 pounds. You know, I'm just throwing numbers out there. But if that's one of your goals, then, you know, maybe there's certain places out there that are going to specialize in that for you. Then obviously we offer profiles through BBB.org for you to check out. Your local chambers will have information on what's available in your city.
Absolutely.
What's close to home? I mean, think about that. I have to think about, am I going to drive so far? You know, am I going to travel so far? Do I want it close enough that I could ride my bike to the gym and get in a little bit more exercise? You know.
Then there's the, will I really do that?
Correct. Absolutely. In other words, are you going to leave work, go home, you know, get into your exercise outfit or...
Because aspirationally, I really want to do that.
That's right. We all have... It's all there. It's the matter of doing that is always the difficult part. But I find that, what is it, 30 days to make it a habit?
Yeah.
Something like that. And maybe those 30 days are more like 60 days, depending on how
Depends
you work.
Depends on who you are. Yeah.
Correct. But I really feel it's important to do what I did this last weekend, where I actually went and took a tour of several different facilities that I had picked that were within a radius that I thought, you know what, I'm going to do this. I have a busy schedule. There's some nights where we're working late, like tonight, you know.
And
that
you
kind of
can't
thing.
Do it that night.
That's right. And so, you know, that's just not going to work for me. But what nights do you have available and what's close, what's available? There are free trials out there, but like anything that's free trial, you know, just make sure you know the fine print of that free trial. You know, what does that really entail? Are you all of a sudden going to be charged something within a 3-month period? Especially if you don't cancel, cancellations usually, and I would say suggestion, BBB suggests always put it in writing. So if you do want to cancel, it's good for you to know what the cancellation policy is. But no matter what it is, put it in writing. And that can also be an email form. In today's world,
email
that's acceptable.
Is writing.
So that's still writing. And I don't think you need to feel coerced into doing anything that you are not ready for. If you feel like you need a personal trainer, then you could maybe look into that added expense. If you feel like you don't feel like you have to do it right away.
And if that, you know, special deal is going to go away tomorrow morning, and you may not really want to sign on for that.
That's right. And one of the biggest things that I ran into in Phoenix. Now, I don't know how often it has occurred here in this area, but as we grow as a quad city, these are things that we need to be considering. What happens if that gym does happen to close its stores or
happened
they sell?
Happened to me once.
Okay, so you've had that personal experience.
I went to the gym and there was a sign on the door, we're closed, and I just paid my dues for a year. Like,
oh my
you
gosh.
Know, I just renewed them.
For a year too.
Yeah.
Because you do have different payment options, obviously. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that actually happened to me. I mean, it's not recently, but it mm-hmm. happened to me. And I remember, like, oh my God.
And that will affect your decision next time.
Yeah, it totally did. Totally did.
And it probably will make you ask those hard questions that we don't always think to ask of, as far as, you know, does it automatically renew at the end of the year? Can you go month to month if they are bought out by another company, if they sell? You know, some business owners retire. You know, maybe they retire and sell to someone else. What happens to you as a member if they're taken over
those
by another company?
Those lifetime memberships that people
That's
sell.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. And a good business will take the time to communicate that with you. So, yes, that's definitely important information that we put out to people at this time of the year, just because of everything that's going on and the fact that this is resolution time.
Yeah, I mean, we all do that. We all look at this year, I'm going to.
That's right.
And we all start off great, and then life gets in the way of those resolutions.
It certainly can.
It's really hard to stay focused on that, especially mm-hmm. when you may have made a mistake. So it's better to reach out to you on the front end and make sure that you make the good choices. That'll help you reach your goals.
Absolutely. And if we, like I said, if we can't help people, we will always direct them to people that we believe are going to have those answers, like the local chambers.
Well, and I know that you get a lot of calls and a lot of emails at mm-hmm. BBB. And what do you think the most frequent kind of calls you get are?
Well, this year we had, just in our service area, which is Apache, Navajo, Coconino, and Yavapai counties, Yavapai being obviously the biggest county in that area as far as a population is concerned.
Yeah.
We had over 130,000 inquiries this year.
Oh my gosh.
I know, and that's just pretty crazy. I mean, in the state of Arizona, just the Arizona territory that we cover, we had, I think it was over 4 million inquiries.
Oh my goodness.
That we had this year, so a lot. The top that we had in our area were air conditioning companies, roofing contractors, general contractors, home electronics, and plumbing. Those were the top five. And the reason why I always find that interesting, I like to keep tabs on these things. I think it's an interesting way to see how much building and how much growth is going on in our area.
Because in a downturn in the economy, those aren't the complaints.
They would not necessarily be the ones that you would be getting that information on. And then we did have the top 10 companies. I was looking at those of just reviews, and this is a little different. Not necessarily customer reviews submitted, but the amount of people who came in and read those reviews regarding those types of businesses.
Interesting.
And these are new numbers that we're pulling because people want to know. And it was amazing for me, but it was pretty much in line with what I just stated. But then we also had property management companies, so a lot of people moving.
A lot of people are trying to rent, and
That's
there's
right.
not a lot of vacant property.
Correct. There is, I mean, any of the real estate agents in town will tell you that, just this trend that we see. But property management companies are definitely up there with people wanting to know before they move into a space, you know, what kind of company they're working with. Mm-hmm. And then another one that was surprising to me was real estate investing. But once again, it's a growing economy, and we are a growing community.
Yeah.
Quad Cities is booming.
It is right now, and for sure. Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing, and, you know,
we don't have enough people to build what's being bought.
And yeah. That is so true. We definitely see shortages in hiring and getting the right people in. But it does happen. It's here. But it's very interesting to see these also making the top 10 for companies or businesses that people take the time to read those customer reviews before they do business with them. Once again, the air conditioning, home electronics, plumbing, new and used cars, that almost always makes the list. And honestly, that makes sense that you're doing your research before you purchase a vehicle. And that's why it's so important for us to remember, you can thank a business by providing them a positive review. We always remember the negative. We always complain to a friend or a family member, oh, I had this awful experience here. But we forget that really is outweighed by all the positive experiences that we have every day. You know? I mean, even coming here to this radio station, I almost always have a positive experience at the front gate, the gatekeeper, whoever the gatekeeper may be. Today it was a different person, but it's always just polite and warm mm-hmm. and welcoming.
Absolutely.
And so you can take the time. It takes no time at all.
So, and one of the things when you do a lot of surveys, as the chambers do, mm-hmm.
yes.
is that we learn that, you know, people write, when people are looking at narrative questions, mm-hmm. they will write reams of information when they have something negative to say. But the people who have positive things to say rarely write fill in a narrative question. Mm-hmm. They'll go, it's good. And then just check that off.
Yeah.
But they'll never fill in the narrative parts. But boy, you get a lot of nasty stuff on the narrative part.
You really do. You have to be discretionary when you are reading that as a consumer. And when I say as a consumer, we are all consumers. Businesses, I mean, we're just, all of us are. Nonprofits, you name it, we are all consumers in one form or another. And I really hope to be able to push this year and spread the word with our local chambers and with our local communities, how important it is for us to say thank you to those businesses out there that provide a positive experience for us as a business, as an individual. I mean, come on, people. We can do this.
Well, and I want to thank you and the Better Business Bureau for all the work that you do in our community. And I want you to tell them how they can find you on the web and phone numbers to call so they can reach out and get this information.
Sure, absolutely. We can be reached through our phone number at 928-772-3410, or you can look us up online at bbb.org. Or if you do prefer to come see us in person, we do suggest that you set an appointment, because we do have limited hours and I am out and about quite a bit. But please feel free to come and visit us at 213 Grove Avenue in Prescott. We're right across the street from Prescott College.
Well, that is awesome. Marilyn, thank you for joining us today. We are always happy to have you. You are a frequent flyer on the show, unfortunately, because there's so much going on that people need to know about. And I wish that it was all positive. But the good news is that by utilizing your services, we can all have better experiences.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that. Thank you for joining us. And you are listening to us on the Talk of the Town, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM, and on 95.5 FM. We are streaming worldwide on KQNA.com, and we'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com. Affinity
RV, bringing family and lifestyles together. Hey folks, it's Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. Are you thinking about installing a new heating and cooling system? We offer quality, constant comfort, day and night heating and cooling equipment. We perform complete load calculations during our visit and offer you options that fit the best equipment to your home and your budget. Call today for a free in-home estimate, 458-8177. Ask about our winter special. Visit pvhac.com. Follow us on Facebook. No gimmicks, just constant comfort, day and night. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right, not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
Laying awake at night with that all-too-familiar what-if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC, and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
You're up before O Dark 30. You don't ask for medals or even a pat on the back. But if all your hard work is indeed its own reward, then consider the new Ram Limited Tungsten Edition as a bonus. Natura Plus leather seating, premium projector headlamps, suede headliner, packaged in the highly capable, hard-working truck you'd expect from Ram. Keep doing what you do, but who says you can't do it in a nicer truck? The new Ram Limited Tungsten, the most luxurious Ram truck ever. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with the check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. A Kansas man is dead following a shootout on Highway 89A. According to the FBI, the shooting occurred on Highway 89A in Oak Creek Canyon near Sedona. Numerous law enforcement agencies responded to the incident at around 4:15 Friday afternoon. A U.S. Forest Service law enforcement officer was involved but wasn't injured. The suspect, who was later identified as 51-year-old Tyler Miller, died at the hospital. No other suspects are being sought. A one-mile stretch of Highway 89A was closed in both directions during the investigation that was worked in cooperation with the Coconino County Sheriff's Office, the Department of Public Safety, and the Sedona Police Department. It was reopened before 10 p.m. The FBI hasn't released any information on what led to the shooting. The incident remains under investigation. Learn about the renewal of the existing Yavapai County Jail District tax during public meetings this week.
The current quarter-cent tax expires in 2020. The Yavapai County Board of Supervisors has voted to place an extension of that tax on the March ballot. Supervisor Craig Brown has scheduled meetings to discuss the renewal and tax with interested residents. Brown will be at the Chino Valley Senior Center on Butterfield Road at 12:30 Wednesday afternoon and the Oath Keepers facility on Highway 89, also in Chino Valley, at 2 Saturday afternoon. The quarter-cent sales tax provides 40% of the operating revenue for the Yavapai County Jail District. I'm Dave Thon reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Showers likely tonight and tomorrow should turn to snow Tuesday evening. Expect an overnight low of 44 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 54 tomorrow and high of 44 on Wednesday. 43 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Tuesday of 60 and a high on Wednesday of 53. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Yes! January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week, as you chase away the winter cold here at BBC. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties. Enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
It's a new year, and with that comes great expectations. This is Steve Seshka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Good nutrition cures a lot of ills and keeps healthy pets and barnyard buddies at their very best. We at Olson's do more than just sell food and supplies. We provide peace of mind. We're always there to answer your questions and are partners with you to enhance your animal experience. We also think that when you shop, you're not just here to get a bag of food. More and more of you want to add brick and mortar to your shopping experience because doing business in a place like Olson's expands your community connection. Here at Olson's, we think local, we speak local, and we care local. And you're not just doing business locally, you're doing business with locals. We do things like feed all the law enforcement canines in Yavapai and Coconino counties for free because we know that budgets are tight. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, where since 1979, good enough just isn't.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Arlene Allen.
Welcome back to the Talk of the Town. And, you know, this is our first show of the new year. And I need to thank everyone who's helped us come back again this year and who made last year so amazing. And Arizona's Hometown Radio Group is our Chairman's Circle sponsor, and they have done an amazing job in affording us the opportunity to get into your cars and your home and to help everyone in the community really pitch what they're doing and how they're helping and also what they need. And almost everyone is looking for new volunteer opportunities for 2018. And I need to thank the Platinum Investors at the Chamber, APS, and the Town of Chino Valley, 1AZ Credit Union, Tom's Print and Sign, Barrett Propane, Drake Cement, Farmers Insurance, Jeff Champ Agency, DES, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Funny thing, sitting next to me is Roxanne Hall from Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Hi, and welcome.
Thanks, Arlene. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. And I know we were just talking about two events that we have coming up. And we're going to talk about the first event of the year in a minute. But I need to fill some people in on some of the other events that are going on. And that's the first time we're bringing this up. It's the Job and Career Fair, and it's the second annual. Last year was our first in Chino Valley, Friday, February 9th from 9 to 2 at Del Rio Elementary School. And last year we had over 600 jobs available, and we put people to work right out of that event. So this year it'll be bigger and better. We have almost 40 employers now. We're going to be doing some pre-event workshops at the Chamber with DES and Goodwill, and it's going to be a really exciting time, and you can keep up to date on that on the Chamber website, of course, chinovalley.org. This Wednesday is our annual awards luncheon. We were just talking about that. And as always, we have seats available at all of our events at the door. I will be doing a workshop at step one, the 10 questions you need to ask before you say yes to joining a board of directors. Important things. I wish I knew those answers before I joined my first board. So putting that on. It's sponsored by West Yavapai Guidance Clinic, and good information. If you don't need it, someone will do that. On January 30th, Women in Business is doing their first breakfast, and our guest speaker is newly elected council member Alexa Shaw.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, Alexa Shaw will be joining us and kind of chatting about who she is and what she's hoping to accomplish during her term.
So, I think it'll be good to have some young blood.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think she's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to having her at our breakfast. And everything that's coming up, the most exciting thing that we're doing in Chino Valley is with Yavapai Regional Medical Center. We have not done a health and wellness expo in a good number of years, way before my tenure. And we decided to bring it back this year, and we are partnering with you. And we are thrilled at the number of providers that have stepped up and exhibitors. And it's really all about this year, health and wellness. And it's free to come and participate in this event. And so I'm going to let you take that away and talk about your role and what you've helped put together and just kind of fill in around the gaps.
Well, this kind of what I do at the hospital is health events. And so when you came to me and said, hey, we want to do this, and I said, well, let me see who I can pull together for you. So I dug in there, and I was able to collect 14 departments for your 14 different representations from Yavapai Regional Medical Center to do assessments and just be there to answer questions about different programs and stuff. So,
and we have a total now, I think, of 24 different providers who are coming. So they've piggybacked on what you've done. And we have people that are really on the wellness side. The Yavapai Humane is bringing a dog.
And
we're going to talk, and they're also bringing a mini horse.
Oh,
and we're going to talk about
pet therapy.
Well, also that, you know, the human animal bond and how important that is in various times of our lives.
Very.
And what they do to help us.
Yeah.
And then we have health and motion coming along, and we're going to do chair yoga.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so there's other things coming, but I want you to tell us all these people and what they're bringing to the table. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, the first one I've got here is Jennifer Harvey, and she is with our new lung cancer screening program. This is really important for anybody who has smoked in the past for several years or it currently is a smoker. You want to get this lung screening done, because what this will do is it will detect lung cancer before there's any symptoms. So,
really?
Yeah, very important. You don't want to take a chance of just all of a sudden having lung cancer, because there are no symptoms until it's there. So definitely check this out with Jennifer at the event. We're going to have Ponderosa Pediatrics there representing our pediatrics practices. So if you have kids and you're looking for new docs, we have several that are actually taking new patients. We have Prescott Medical Imaging, also Prescott Valley Medical Imaging. Those are our new imaging centers now. We've acquired them, so they're going to be there with different information on their services that they can provide. We've got Partners for Healthy Students. A lot of you are very familiar with them.
I just learned about this program, and it's so exciting.
Yep. We have the mobile clinic, which goes around to area schools in the Quad City area, all the way down to Kirkland even. And they help to take care of children who come from families that either have no insurance or have a high deductible. And we will take care of them for free. They don't even have to be going to the school at the time. They can call and make an appointment. And this, I believe this is good for kids up to age 18 that are living in the household. So absolutely wonderful program there. And we get a lot of support from the community to support that program as well. We've got someone coming from our Advanced Wound Care Center to talk about their hyperbaric chambers that they have and the process that you go through. It's really amazing. When you go into a hyperbaric chamber, you cannot have anything that might create a static charge, or it will explode.
Nice.
So, I mean, you're stripped down to like this special, they put you in special clothes and everything, something that's not going to cause static. I mean, it's really quite amazing, that whole process. But it's great for healing wounds. That pure air oxygen is great for wound healing. So they can talk about that. We'll have our respiratory team there, and they'll be doing lung function screening, so making sure you're getting enough oxygen in and out, and they'll have information on smoking cessation as well. I'll be there with just general information and to answer questions, as usual. We have someone from our physician care cardiology office, and then also our breast surgery office there for to answer questions. We'll have someone there for the Breast Care Center. They always have a lot of good information, and I'm hoping they'll bring their bra toss game. They have this really fun. It's cute. They've got these really fancily decorated bras mounted to a board, and you bounce ping pong balls.
Oh, it's funny.
And try to land in the cups. So that's always fun for the kids. They get a kick out of that. We'll have someone there representing our new vein clinic. This is another really important program that we're offering now. If you have spider veins, varicose veins, any type of swelling in your legs, or just leg pain in general, don't let that go unchecked, because it could be a sign of something underlying, which is your venous insufficiency, and it could cause a lot of problems. Venous ulcers. I've seen pictures. It's not pretty. So you don't want to let that go unchecked. We'll have someone there from our Family Birthing Center to talk about all the classes they have available and the beautiful facility that they have out in Prescott Valley. We'll have someone from our Pendleton Center to talk about diabetes, nutrition, and the exercise programs that we have available through the hospital. And then last but not least, someone from our Nutrition Services Department will be there to talk about nutrition in general.
And that's only the start of what's there. And all of this is free. This is a free event and open to the public from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on January 19th, 2018, at Heritage Middle School, 1076 North Road 1 West. And we have a lot of sponsors for this who really are looking at trying to provide the people who live in the Chino Valley area with the health care that they need and with the information that they need. I mean, Costco's going to be there with hearing and vision, and they're going to do free hearing aid cleanings.
Wonderful.
I know. It's exciting.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to find that there's a lot of, not only is the event free, but there are some things that you ordinarily be paying for and struggling to get to that are going to be there for the taking.
Yes.
And we're going to have a food truck there so that you can get some nice healthy snacks and, you know, pet the pony and the dog. But really, this is a place for all ages to come and to get the help you need, and more importantly, to get the questions that you have that you need answers to answered. Dick, you know, are my veins normal, or is this something I should look at? Because who really knows about that?
Exactly. They think it's just part of aging. Well, it's not necessarily part of aging. There could be other issues. So.
Yeah, so I'm really excited that we're managing to get so many providers and sponsors together. I know that Drake Cement and One Easy Credit Union are partner and investor sponsors in this event. And it's being co-sponsored by the Chino Valley Women in Business, and of course, Yavapai Regional Medical Center and the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce and the Town of Chino Valley. So everyone's behind this.
Yes.
The providers are behind it, and we want everyone in the community to know that you can find information on the Chamber website. And we are so thrilled with what you've done on this event. It is, you're always a good community partner, and you're a great partner with the Chamber. But this takes everything that we've done so far during my tenure to a whole new level. And I know that the town's excited about it. So we're looking forward to seeing you and all of your people and all of the other people that are signing and joining and getting on this bandwagon.
It's important.
It is important. It's not just about fixing what's broken. It's truly about having a happy, healthy life. And with all of us making those New Year's resolutions, this is a good way to move them forward.
Yes, absolutely.
And to have a really healthy, not only 2018, but a healthy future for you and your family.
Yeah.
So January 19th at Heritage Middle School in Chino Valley, free to the public from 10 to 2. Roxanne, how can they learn more about what's available at Yavapai Regional Medical Center?
Oh, we have a plethora of information. I love that word. If you go to yrmchealthconnect.org, there's our new blog that has a ton of information on it. Or you can go to yrmc.org and click on the support and community tab, and there's our community calendar. There's a whole list of different resources. We're adding new resources all the time there. So be sure to check that out and see what we've got coming down the pike as well.
So you get to meet Roxanne at the event on January 19th between 10 and 2. And we want to thank you for joining us today on KQ&A, the talk of the town, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always streaming worldwide at kqna.com. Thank you for joining us, and have a great 2018.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Augie's Restaurant is starting the new year the same way they finished the old year. A bonus $20 gift card. For every $100 gift card you buy, now through January 31st, stock up for birthdays, anniversaries, and plain old gift giving. With every $100 gift card you buy, you get a bonus gift card of $20. What a delicious way to ring in the new year. Augie's bonus gift card ends January 31st. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. AutoOwners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp deals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Augie's Restaurant, Prescott Dirt, A&E Reaper Graphics, House Chilson & Associates, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Barrett Propane, Janessa's Family Hair Care, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.